You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
We can all think of an instance where someone was sharing their story, their difficult story, or even their painful story, and we were touched and moved and inspired to change or be transformed in our daily walk with God. Oftentimes, when I think of individuals with encouraging and challenging stories, I always imagine, what if they never in that moment took the time to share their story? I would have never have been moved or inspired by their life and by what God has done throughout the course of their life. And I wonder today, as you listen to me, underneath the sound of my voice, what if you never tell your story? What if you never allow God to use your painful story to bring Him glory? As we all know, telling our personal stories of struggle and pain can be dangerous, but the pain is well worth it, because each and every one of our stories can remind others how God uses stories to heal others. The momentary pain that we may face by telling our stories can amount to the joy, to the glory that's to come afterwards. The Bible says all of heaven rejoices when one sinner comes to repentance. God wants to use your story as a bridge to get someone else healed. Although you may go through pain, just like Jesus went through pain on the cross, He knew that He would essentially have us in a place where we can be healed forever. Our King Jesus placed Himself in a position to be broken so we can essentially be healed forever. That blows my mind that He can redeem our stories. Jesus Christ lived in the midst of His enemies. And at the end, all His disciples deserted Him. And on the cross, He was utterly alone, surrounded by evildoers and mockers. For this cause that He had come, to bring peace to the enemies of God, which was you and me back when we were far from Him. I love what John Piper says in his book, Don't Waste Your Life, and I quote, "Life is wasted if we do not grasp the glory of the cross, cherish it for the treasure that it is, and cleave to it as the highest price of every pleasure and the deepest comfort in every pain. What was once foolishness to us, a crucified God, must become our wisdom and our power and our only boast in this world." It's beautiful how when we think more of God, more about His story that He's writing, our story will become less and He will become more as the author and the finisher of our lives. It may at times be tough to share lessons in your life that you never wanted to learn. But God delights in, He desires, He yearns for someone who will be humble and vulnerable enough to share what He's done in their life. If you're like me, the testimonies that you find most inspiring aren't those that are easy and comfortable and happy all the way through. It's the testimonies of those who have struggled deeply and found God faithful in the midst of their pain and their brokenness. Welcome to the Scriptures and Stories podcast, where we bring meaningful stories and powerful scriptures. Guys, if it's your first time, I would like to welcome you. And if you've been joining us in the space that we're making for the presence of God, I would like to encourage you to share this podcast with someone else. Today is going to be a unique, exciting, and special episode where we're going to share individual stories that have reached out through social media to share them. I believe this is going to be beautiful. It's going to be powerful and impactful for whoever is listening in today. And I would encourage you, implore you to reach out to me. I would love to hear your story and allow God to use you in a magnanimous way. No matter how big your story is, no matter how amazing or grand it is, or no matter how simple you think it is, God can still use it. And I'm believing he's doing a great work through this podcast and the space that we're making for him. So with that being said, here's our verse for today before we invite our special guest to share their testimonies. And at the end, stick around because I'm going to give you powerful nuggets to encourage you to share your story with loved ones, with coworkers, with relatives, or whoever you may cross in the street. And don't forget about our good friends over there at Chick-fil-A. When you drive in through the drive-thru, you have an amazing Chick-fil-A employee ask you, what do you want to eat? You know, in the most polite Christianese way. I love them, but they want to hear your story too. So you can give them a 15-second testimony. Like, for instance, my 15-second testimony would be something like this. I remember I was far from God. You know, I was chasing fame and money. I was broke, busted, and disgusted. I hated my life. But then I met Jesus. Now my life is full of joy and peace, and I'm walking down a path of fulfillment. My life has changed. All because of what Jesus has done in my life. Boom. That's 15 seconds, quick testimony. Imagine the impact you can make with that. And if you need resources, I'm going to share with you guys later some content, some different resources that I can send your way to, you know, further you into that confident individual that God has called you to be to share your testimony. But our scripture of today is Revelation chapter 12. Verse 11, and it says this: they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Okay, how do you overcome again? How do you overcome? Here we go. I'm going to read it again. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You hear that? Your testimony has power, my friends. Do you ever wonder if God cares about your testimony? He does. He actually wrote your story way before you were born. Whew, I'm excited to hear our friends.
Hey guys, my name is Logan, and this is my testimony about God and anxiety. In third grade, my grandpa died. It really sucked. It came on very sudden, and because of that, I kind of got separation anxiety. So every time my parents would like drop me off to a friend's house, I just would have like a panic attack. Because I'd always think, you know, what if I didn't see my parents again because of my grandpa's death, which is very unfortunate. I couldn't go to my friends because I would just have a panic attack, and then I have to go home, and it just, and I didn't have trust, none whatsoever because of my anxiety. My anxiety kind of just stops out of nowhere. I didn't really do nothing different. It just stopped. I started having trust. I started building this relationship with God, and it becomes this amazing thing. Every time I feel anxious or nervous, I come to him and I say, I trust you, fix this. And then 4 months down the line, when I have another panic attack, I don't jump to the worst conclusion. I say, oh, they're probably just late, which is amazing because then I don't have to worry. And it's so great. And all I had to do was the one simple action. I just had to trust. And now that I look back, I feel really dumb that I didn't do it in the first place, because David wouldn't have been Goliath if he didn't trust God. Noah wouldn't have built the ark if he didn't trust God. All the studs of the Bible had trust in God. And all I gotta do, just have faith. That's all I remember, just have faith. And it is just the biggest thing for me. Just have faith.
The most inspiring testimonies are those who have suffered deeply and found God to be faithful even in the midst of their pain. Let's get on to the next story.
Hi, my name is Samantha. I wanted to share with y'all, I was in two serious relationships, but the last one in December, I thought it was going to lead towards marriage, and there was just a big attachment with that and with him that I never thought I was going to be okay without, and I was tied to that, like it felt like enslaved almost to where you can't live without it kind of thing, or like what's going to happen if you don't see them, or that kind of thing. And then in December, a lot happened with it, and we just, there's too much going on, so it didn't work out. And then in that same month, my grandpa passed away on my mom's side, and that was just a lot at once, and like anxiety was like hitting hard, and you know, just feeling alone, and like even if you turn to people, you know, it's not like gonna necessarily help in the moment. I know that helped me to really rely on God, because if I didn't rely on God, like I would just feel completely lost and hopeless, and so that felt like kind of my only option that would make sense to me. Like it's always just been that. And then my anxiety has been so much better through like eating healthier and finding things that work to not get there, but also just to help me in my faith to grow stronger to Him. That is my testimony.
God wants to use your story for the salvation of the nations, not because of the greatness of your personal story, but because of the greatness of a personal God who engaged you all throughout your story for His glory.
Hi, I'm Sadia Salih. I am a former Shia Muslim, now converted disciple, and this is basically my salvation testimony. I was trained as a typical, you know, Shia Muslim girl. I went to madrasa, I learned the Quran, the works. I really thought that Muslims and Christians worship the same God, they just called Him by, you know, another name, which is not the case. Totally off. Two different things, different ideologies. There's only one God, and you can only get to the Father God who is in heaven through Jesus Christ. Long story short, I was evangelized along with my mom and my aunt, and we secretly went to church, and God spoke to me through the prophet of the house, and it blew my mind, because every question I had, like growing up, about God and about religion and about, you know, certain things in my life, He spoke to me, you know, God spoke to me through the prophet, and it blew my mind. Eventually, the more I went to church secretly and the more I sat under the word of God, the more the Holy Spirit started convicting me. And I was at this place where mentally I was Christian. I decided that I was Christian because this is what I believed in. Like, God is so real. There's no way you can deny this. I was watching deliverance taking place. I was watching healings, you know, happening right in front of my eyes. And God was speaking to me through this man. So how could I deny God? But no one knew this at this point. Only I knew this and God knew this. But I was so carnal still. I was carnal. I wasn't on fire for Jesus. I just decided, okay, well, clearly this is the way. And then, you know, in my carnal state, I remember being in my room and this loud ringing. It felt like I thought I was going crazy. I ran out of my room. And I ran to the living room where my mom and my uncle were sitting. I was like, can you hear that? Can you hear that? What's that sound? And my hands were over my ears. And it was actually the trumpets. I heard the trumpets that day. It really changed things for me, because then I read the book of Ezekiel, which was, you know, if you don't share the gospel, if you don't share these things, you know, the blood of the people will be on your hands. And that was a wake-up call for me, because I was playing church. You know, I was going to church, and I knew I was a Christian. No one else knew, but I wasn't serious about it. And I remember my mom and my aunt crying and saying, you know, we gave up everything to be Christian because, you know, a few weeks down the line, we got converted, we got baptized in secret, and somehow it just came out. The pictures came out, and my family found out, and my family disowned us. So they were crying and they were like, you know, you need to take this seriously because it's something serious. We risked everything. We lost our family. We lost our culture. We lost our, you know, what we knew. All for this God, because He's real. So what are you waiting for? And that was like a big turning point for me. I was like, man, you know, I got to get my life together. It doesn't matter that I'm young, in my youth, you know, trying to do what everyone else is doing, because I encounter God, and that's something that you can't go back from. And, you know, I made up my mind and I chose Jesus, and, you know, it's the best experience I've ever had. It's the best encounter I've ever had. Like, I think it's amazing. I think God is, you know, continually working in us, and I know He's going to touch the lives of so many, especially the Muslim community, you know, them being fed with this false doctrine. I really know that God and the Holy Spirit is already touching their lives through us, you know, through our testimonies.
Each and every one of these stories remind me that God uses our stories to heal others. And they don't have to be completely perfect. They don't have to be stainless. Our God is a God who meets us in our mess. And he loves us through it. And he leads us out of it. That's how amazing our God is. No matter how imperfect you are, his perfection will shine brightly in your darkest moments. As the family of God, we believe that Jesus is both the God of the universe, yet he still loves us, each of us, individually, right where we are, just as we are. God not only loves us, he is the author and the perfecter of our story. He is the one who is catalyzing this beautiful opportunity we all can call our lives. Likewise, Jesus gives us hope in a future that goes far beyond our circumstances. Yet, at some level, we all struggle to believe and truly know this very fact that all things in our life, not just some things, not just the good things, but the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, are working together for the good of those who love Christ and that are called according to his purpose. That's what Romans chapter 8, 28 says. And at the base level, we must understand, guys, very foundationally, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, we must all understand that all good stories begin with relationship. In the book of Genesis, we see that God created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. He created the universe, the stars, the planets, the waters, the oceans, the seas, the lakes, the rivers, the skies, the mountains, the earth, and ultimately, you. He created you. He wove you together in your mother's stomach, intricately wove you. Way before your parents knew about you, God knew about you. God loves you. He's your source of life. He's your creator. And not only that, he calls you his friend when you come to his son, Jesus Christ. Some of you today are far from God, and you know you're far from him. You can't say that he's been a friend of you because you feel so far from him. I want to remind you that wherever you are, you can be rescued. God loved Adam and Eve too much to keep them separated from him. Therefore, he ran after them. He rescued them and sent his son, Jesus Christ, to live the perfect life and conquer the sin of Adam and Eve and our sin, you and I, through giving his life on the cross. And he invited us to be eternally resurrected to life in him. Jesus offers us new life in him. God chose to love us in this way because he cares about us and he knows us personally.
Let's take a quick break to hear from a sponsor.
Are you struggling to find fresh ideas for date nights with your significant other? We're excited to tell you about the answer to all your date night problems. It's called Night In Boxes. Night In Boxes is all about creating memorable date nights from the comfort of your home. The Night In Boxes team wants to give couples and families an amazing experience to create lasting memories. They even have a way to add faith to your date night to help deepen your relationship with God. This month, they're partnering with this podcast to give away 2 free boxes if you set up a date night in box or a kids night in box for the 6 or 12 month subscription. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. Each date night in a box includes interactive activities with ambiance and a tasty treat to bring you together in meaningful ways. Go to datenightinbox.com and use code CONVERGE at checkout to access the $79 discount when you sign up for a 6 or 12 month subscription and gain a fresh way to date your significant other. That's datenightinbox.com. Visit today. Too often the world speaks words of harm, and too often we believe them.
so we live stories God never intended for us. Yet God longs to rewrite and redeem your story. Tiffany Kilgore, founder of the lifestyle and design boutique House of Belonging, grew up in a broken home before marrying at the tender age of 16. Years later, divorced and with three small children, she remarried. The seasons that followed brought two more children, another broken marriage, chronic disease, major surgeries, and cycles of abuse, leaving Tiffany feeling alone and unloved. Hungry for healing and a safe space, Tiffany began seeking Jesus through journaling and soon found breadcrumbs of grace leading her down a new path. It was there that she found a rich table set for misfits just like her, a place of nourishment and restoration. Where she was fed lies of worthlessness, God fed her truth that she was His treasured daughter. Where she was told she was a helpless victim, God offered her the cup of His strength. Where she once held an empty future, God gave her hope and a fresh start. Tiffany's new book, Misfit Table, is for anyone who has ever felt out of place or at odds in the world. And you can pick up a copy of this stirring invitation to come home to where you belong. Come and sit, take and eat, and join the battle cry to take God at His word. Available now wherever you buy books.
Psalm chapter 139 tells us, He knit us together in our mother's womb. And Jesus tells us that God cares so much about us that every hair on our head is accounted for. Every hair on our head is numbered. And when Jesus came, He emphasized God's care by teaching His disciples to pray to God as their Father, as their Abba. Your Father, can you imagine that? Our personal stories matter to God, because He is our perfect Father. He takes imperfect things and makes them perfect because of the work of His Son, Jesus Christ. He cares deeply with a perfect love for His children, which is you today. Listen underneath the sound of my voice. Each and every one of us who have come to Christ are children of God. Why do we continue to look at God as a bad our mean, our ugly, our stern, our unloving Father when He loves us deeply? Like any loving parent, God cares about His children so much that He refuses to accept anything but His children, knowing He loves us on an individual level. God is doing everything possible to help us know that His affections are true for us. When we run from this and hide from it and divide over it, but at the end of the day, our stories are made manifest in it and through His love. Jesus' grace and love is the baseline theme of our individual stories. It's what everything that's good from our life derives itself from. There is nothing good apart from God. There's nothing good apart from Jesus. I know your family's precious. I know you have good things in your life, but if you ever allow the good things to become the ultimate thing, that ultimate thing will take you down. God is the good thing that we all have been longing for. We all desire to know a good, loving Father who accepts us no matter how messy our life gets. Jesus shows us that God cares for us personally. I love what the scripture says. Being the very nature of God, He did not consider Himself equality with God, something to be used for His own advantage. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made into human likeness, and being found in appearance as man, He humbled Himself to become obedient to death, even death on a cross. This is what He did for all of us, for you, for me. If you're listening to this, if you're driving your car, He died for you. If you're laying with your head on your bed, come on now. He gave Himself that we and each and every one of us as individuals, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sister, your sons, your daughters, would come to a knowledge of our eternal life that's only found in Jesus Christ. This doesn't just apply after we die. This matters for our stories right here and right now, that we can have eternal life. We can give people the hope that they're looking for in our workplaces. We can give people the love that others don't give them because of their failures and their frailty. We can fill people up when they're empty because of He that lives in us is greater than he that is in the world. God is not absent, and He loves you individually, and He cares for your story. And I pray you walk in that encouragement today. And to close out, 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says this: if you don't get anything I said today, let this root in your heart. Let it take root in your heart. Let it anchor your soul. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. And He sent His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We hope that you can find this as an encouragement in your life today. It is our prayer for you that you would journey with God and share your story and be confident about it, that God is going to be speaking through you as you testify the goodness of your Father. Who are some people in your life that you can start telling your story to today? How would they be impacted by your story? And what do you feel has caused you to become nervous or fearful about sharing your story? If you joined us today for the first time, I would like to say thank you so much. And I would also encourage you to go ahead and hit subscribe and join the journey with us in the space that we're making for God. It's your host, Rashawn Copeland. Just one last thing that I would like to share with you all before we conclude this podcast is make sure you go out and share this podcast with your friends, your family members, text it, email it, blast it on your social medias. I believe that this space that we're making is going to do nothing but get better, and we're going to share a lot more stories for God's glory and powerful scriptures that are going to help us grow in God, discover our purpose, and change the world. I believe that God is just now getting started and that He's going to do a good work. So if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and blast it to my Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter if you really felt like this encouraged you or if it was powerful and it was meaningful. My Twitter is @HypeSir7. My Instagram is @HypeSir. And then my phone number, see, I didn't know I was going to give you my phone number, but give me a text, give me a holler. Feel free to share this phone number to any of your loved ones, your friends that may need prayer requests. I would love to pray for them. Me and my wife, we go through each and every one of your prayer requests and also your praise reports. This helps us get to know you more personally in a deeper way. So if you're listening to this and you want someone to talk to, if you need someone just to pray over you, reach out to us. Sometimes it takes a little, you know, time to get back to you because, of course, we're just one family, me and my wife. But we really felt God tell us to open up a little bit more our ministry, especially since it's all digital, and really connect and engage and love and serve you guys well. So hit me on a text at 678-667-6582. Again, it's 678-667-6582. And if you want to share your story, you can shoot me a text and I'll give you more details about how to be on this podcast as a special guest. God bless you guys, and I pray that He blesses you abundantly and that you walk in freedom and fullness as Christ leads you. In Jesus' name, peace.
Thanks for listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but also putting daily action steps into play along the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.